Thanks for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. You can hear the full version of the show, as well as other past shows and highlights at MyFaithRadio.com. Under Programs, click on The Exchange.
Well, one of the things that you wrote about that really resonated with a lot of people and now is being re-released in the book, Anything, now with Bible study connections inside of it, but it's kind of built around the idea of surrender. Why is that so important for the Christian?
You know, for me, I was a Christian probably, 18 years before I really ever got to that point where I surrendered everything. Yeah. I think control and fear and for me, it was also loving people's opinions. There was just so many things that competed for me with God. Yeah. And I remember I was reading Katie Davis's blog from Uganda. Yeah. And at the time, nobody
Kisses
knew her name.
Katie.
That's
right?
Her book. Yeah, but yeah. At the time,
right,
she just had a blog.
That, right?
And she, I hadn't ever heard of her. A friend mentioned her to me that night. And I came home and was reading her blog. And it was this, wall that God just allowed me to just run into head first of, I've got to stop. I cannot keep living for all of this world. Yeah. I've got to stop. And if God is real, I need to live like it. And so I think it was such a moment of conviction, of repentance, of God, I just remember weeping that night on the floor and just saying, God, I want to live for you. And I'm so sorry that I have in so many ways chosen people above you. Mm. And I think what had happened was all of those years that I was in ministry and teaching the Bible, for crying out loud, everyone would have said I was the surrendered, sold-out Christian, but in my soul, I was negotiating it. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, how does this appear for me, and does this seem arrogant? I would never have even written books or anything else because I didn't want to appear arrogant. Right. I mean, I couched it in humility, but it was pride. And it was a love of this world instead of God. And so what had to happen for me to do all the things that we're doing right now, I had to come to a place of I'm in. This is no longer about me. I'm not building my kingdom. You build yours. Never would I have dreamed that meant writing books or speaking or leading If Gathering or starting that. I was doing good to just get up in front of more than 7 people and teach my Bible.
Right.
It was so far from anything we thought, as well as, my son. We adopted our son from Rwanda, which I'd known and had a passion for forever, but I didn't want to rock the boat. I didn't want my parents to be upset, and I didn't know what it would mean for our kids and for our family. It just was playing life so safe.
Yeah.
And so I think at that point, I just said, I'm in, whatever happens. And everything started happening.
Yeah.
It was like God was just waiting for that.
Sure.
But the first thing that happened was I woke up the next morning, and my soul felt different.
Hmm.
I was more free. Hmm. And I remember reading that verse, it is for freedom that Christ set us free.
Right.
And I remember before this prayer thinking, I have no idea what that means.
Right.
Is that true on earth?
Hmm.
I think that might be true in heaven.
Hmm.
And then the next day, I felt it.
Yeah.
Maybe for the first time in my life.
Yeah.
Of just truly being free. Like, I'm not in bondage to what people think. I'm not in bondage to control.
Right.
It felt like all of a sudden all of the ropes that were holding the ship down, were just gone. And I was just at sea, and I was enjoying God, and I was enjoying His plans for me. They were not easy. They have not been easy. But being with Him and not tethered to this world as much is a big deal.
Hard place to get, which is ironic because we put ourselves in the other place and we put ourselves with expectations of men and women on us. Then we become Christians, and there's a whole nother layer of expectations that the church people and others. Most of our listeners are pastors, church leaders, Christians who are, engaged in church, and yet that becomes a place of expectation. So why is it so hard for us to break free of that, to lay it all down before the Lord, not focus on what others are thinking, but just complete surrender to Him? Why is that so hard?
Well, there's a reason it's a book and not a pamphlet.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good word.
It was a long journey.
Yeah.
It was built on moments of realizing that this life is not satisfying even when you get the best of things, even when everything works out well. I think it's a gift if you can actually taste all of your dreams coming true, because then it's not in this either, And I think that at that point in my life, I was ready for God and what He had for me. I just didn't want to continue this path of control. And And I do think it is so hard because honestly, when you pray, so anything is a prayer. Right. It's saying, God, we will do anything.
Sure.
And that's what my husband and I began to pray after this point in our lives. And he took us up on it. And it is uncomfortable every single day. I mean, honestly, I understand the word perseverance in a new way. There's spiritual attack. There's discouragement. Mm-hmm. There is this fear that as God is using you that, you know, I don't measure up to this task that you've given me. I mean, it could go on and on, you know. It is unbelievable, like, how much is against us to move forward and surrender. But I know that this is what he made us for. And I think people that have tasted it and tasted freedom like that, not that they won't go back on a daily basis and be tempted, but when you've really tasted freedom, you never want to live without that again.
We hope you enjoy this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. Listen for past editions of The Exchange anytime at myfaithradio.com. Under Programs, click The Exchange.